And this is the audio mode for July the 3rd, and it's the final part of Window Licker. Boy, that was inspired by a community competition winner for the applications Zombies Run. Whop! The sniper rifle cracked harshly, then the second later an echoing crack sounded back across the valley. A few hundred feet below, a crawler's head exploded. Daniel smoothly reloaded and set his eye back to the scope. Clear for now. They'll be confused by the sound, but look lively. Your boy's on the high street heading into trouble. Off to the edge of his vision, a runner. Runner 5? Runner 8? Broke cover, trailed by Peter. They reached Luke just as he turned the corner where a lone Zom was shambling by the corner shop. I see Mummy. She's waiting for me. She sounds very, very angry. The bang I heard before has made her upset. I'm scared. Then I hear feet, and Peter calling me. He's telling me to come back, but Mummy is still waiting and angry, and it is my fault. She has seen Peter. She's coming. I can't get a bead on that one. Too much cover. Want me to take the shot? Daniel asked. But his headset was full of one-sided chatter with Luke. He could barely make out the boys' responses to their pleas to run. Something about being stupid, all his fault, Mummy being angry. No, Peter shouted over the headset. You're the smartest boy I know. You survived, Luke. Everyone else is dead. Static. Yes, like in the bad films. Static. Yes, even your mummy. She's just clockwork now, made of tin. Then my best friend, Peter, does what he has never ever done. He hugs me, in front of the tall, thin one with the ear thing, like the spies, and the rock stars have. And I know it's going to be okay. And now I understand. We have to run. So that's my attempt at trying to see if we can rescue the unnamed boy with a learning disability from the zombies. Because it was just such a shame to imagine him going to Mummy and things not ending well. Whether they get away is still you to decide.